Well, Shane, we're in the middle of McGovern Park here. You look a happy man. Victory in the end of the day, but a tough battle against London.
Yeah, probably the inner emotion is relief. And I suppose a bit of satisfaction for the lads. Like, I suppose they're a very young group. Like, our captain, Martin O'Connor, is 22. Our vice captain is 21. Or probably our average age is about 23, 24. And like, they're trying so hard, they're nearly trying too hard, and it's my job to try and kind of relax them and keep them focused and in the present. You know, they can get over emotion, I suppose. That happens with age. But the stats will not be pretty. We own the ball, and if the result didn't go our way, we would have said, like, it, you know, we threw it away. But we eked out the win. We're up on the road. We have 2 points on the board, and today was all about just winning the game, which was key.
And Shane, even in that first 25 minutes when things didn't go, the work rate, you couldn't fault the work rate of the lads. They shot a few wides, but they were winning the ball, but just things didn't go from that first 25 minutes.
Yeah, like the key to this group, and I've just said it to them, is this time last year, or the start of the National League last year, we were beaten by Water from Carlow. This year we were beaten by Sligo and a very good team in Cavan, but nothing has ever changed with them, and like, that's the key. They come to training, they give it absolutely everything. They're trained to an inch of their life. They're in fantastic shape, and this means so much to them. And actually, in one way, it means nearly too much to them, that they care about winning and playing for Wexford. That sometimes that you snatch your shot, you force a hand pass, and it's about now getting the monkeys off our back and getting up and running, and looking forward to Tipperary next week.
Yeah, and Shane, then when it goes back to the second half, were you a bit alarmed? Showed you the strength of a panel today, because you brought on subs today and all made a difference as well, didn't it?
Yeah, look, we kept it very, very calm at half time. They're such a young bunch, they're always learning, and we went in and we just said, lads, if we were a little bit more composed in the final third, get the shooters on the ball, we'll win this game. And I suppose to be able to bring on, and Tom Byrne got a pint, the second last pint, and Minnie Ryan got the last pint. So like, we have plenty of strength and depth there, and all the stuff made a massive impact. Glenn Malone was excellent when he came on. Connor was going very well as well, but just they were going long in their kickouts, and for, I suppose, the aerial ability, we brought on Glenn. Alan Tobin made an impact, and I suppose that's the difference, the strength of the panel. And we have a lot of lads there still, didn't get a game today, like Mick Furlong, Robbie Byrne, Jim Rossiter, Donald Shanley, you know. So we have strength and depth, but I suppose they're such a young group that it's always about learning and staying composed, and we really worked on that. And that's where we got the win from.
Yeah, and Shane, from the individual perspective, John Turbo's 4 points were crucial, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. John was absolutely excellent in those situations. Now, look, we'll have a chat about some of the turnovers and shot selection, but like, that's what we need. You know, we started today, we're going after London. We started with Ben, we started with Mark Rossiter, Owen Nolan, and John Turbo. We started with four forwards because we felt defensively we were very sound. It's just we need to get more scores. You know, we look at our stats, and we get an awful lot of possession. We get an awful lot of attacks, which means we enter the 45, and then it's turning those attacks into shots and then into scores, and that's the key that we're trying to work on. But you know, it's 11 points. We seem to be stuck on 11 points. I think we got 1-8 in Cavan, and we got 10 points against Sligo. But look, they're a fantastic bunch, as I said, and even with the results against Sligo and Cavan, nothing has ever changed. They're giving it absolutely everything. They're training so hard. They're in absolutely fantastic shape. And like, this may be, you know, the start of something. We have another four games in a row now, and it's great to just get off the board and have two points to our name.
One final I have to mention, Shane, I think you have to give great mention to Owen Porter, because with a few one-on-one situations, we were all up in the back of the stand, and if he lost the ball, it was a certain goal, but showed great confidence that you leave him there one-on-one.
Yeah, look, that's when you go after a team, you can be caught, and I suppose that's where the goal came from. But, you know, in fairness, Wexford, produce very good fullbacks with Philip Wallace. Graham Malloy is a member of our management team that would work with that, would work with our defence. So he had an absolutely excellent game. We were fully aware of the threat of James Gallagher. He'd been very good for London, probably as an impact sub, but he started today. But some of the balls that went in, Owen got a hand to it, knocked it away, and just really loves defending. Yeah. The modern defender now likes to go up and get a pint. Owen just wants to mark his man, keep him scoreless, and that's where he get his satisfaction from, and he was absolutely excellent.
Yeah, well done, and congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you very much.